Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson. Some wrestling chatter now with Alt Aurelia head coach Mike Fry as we're getting together here, Mike, on Friday morning, December 11th. And let's talk last night, first of all, on your home mat. You went 1-2 on the night, but as you were telling me beforehand, it could have been better than that for you.
Yeah, last night we actually came out. We wrestled a couple tough teams. Cherokee, obviously, is 2A, and Emmitsburg's a tough 1A school. We had Emmitsburg basically on the ropes. It was going to be a dogfight either way. Came down to a couple rubber matches, and we were winning the one rubber match, but ended up getting beat in the final minute of it, so they ended up pulling out the win over us. So, but overall, it was a good performance by everybody.
And your victory was against Marcus Meriden Cleghorn, is that correct?
Yeah, Marcus Meriden Cleghorn, they're struggling right now with numbers, so actually the numbers that game actually won that match.
Mm-hmm.
They only have 5 guys wrestling right now, so obviously with 15 or 14 guys on our lineup, or 10 out of 14, you can win by just numbers. But I would give Marcus credit, too. They still have the 5 guys that wrestle pretty tough, so they still scored some points against us.
Mike, you had 3 state qualifiers from a season ago. A couple of those have since moved elsewhere, but Skylar Silko back and still just a junior who you're obviously going to expect big things from.
Yeah, actually, we got Skylar. He's sitting at 5-0 right now. He's actually up a weight class probably than what we're wrestling at. He had a couple real tough matches. I actually bumped him up a weight against a kid from Emmitsburg that was a little stronger and a little better, so he had a two hard matches last night. The kid from Cherokee, the Matt Steins kid, is he's actually 5-6-2 now. Actually, no, he's 11-1. And we actually have a kid that's 6-2. I was going to bring that up too with a couple of Schurkenbach boys that actually moved in. I know we lost the Seabrooks, but I guess focus on the positives. We got 2 guys that moved in back to town and from Arkansas, which is Brett Schurkenbach. He's a senior. He's 5-1. He was a state qualifier down there. So he actually won all 3 of his matches last night. And his little brother, Sam, at 113, is 6-2. So we've got a couple decent guys that moved back in, too, at the same time.
That's very good. Can you mention any other wrestlers?
Colton Larson, he's sitting at 138 right now. Between Brett Schurkenbach and Colton, they share the basically 132, 138. And Colton's sitting at 5-1. He's a senior, so he's stepping it up for his last year out on the mat. Along with Chris Leitner, who's kind of behind all 3 of those guys, he has to kind of fill in, so he got bumped. He wrestles 152 but weighs about 145, so he always ends up giving up weight right now. So by the time Christmas rolls around and everybody gets down to weight classes, that'll aid out a lot of things for those guys that are sitting in that middle lineup. And up on the top side, I guess, we got some freshmen. We got a freshman, Nick Gaze. He's actually sitting at 6-3 right now. Mm. So he's took over the 195. We lost a senior. Christian Jarvis hurt his knee, so he's sitting out right now. And Nick has taken over his spot, so he won all 3 last night, too.
At the Manson tourney, Skyler finished first at 145. Any other highlights from that day?
Actually, Colton Larson probably stepped up. He was in the final. Actually, Colton and Brett were both in the finals. Brett lost a real nip-and-tuck match. It ended up going 7-6, and we ended up letting the guy go with 30 seconds left. He didn't get the takedown, so else he could have probably won 8-7. But so he lost a real close one to he's actually a real good kid from South Central Calhoun. And Colton actually lost to a kid that's ranked fifth, right behind Skyler, actually, at 138.
And from, tomorrow.
Go from ahead, St. Ed's. Yeah, sorry. He's from St. Ed's. I forgot to mention that. So.
Very good. And tomorrow, you guys will be in Akron. What's going to be in store for you there?
Well, that's actually a new tournament. We normally go to Sibley, so we're going to travel over to Akron and take on, there's 4 teams from South Dakota and basically 8 teams we don't normally see. So it'll be an interesting experience for us, to say the least, I'm sure. So
some unfamiliar competition.
Exactly. We expect a lot of new stuff coming out that we might not see before. So it'll be a good door to open up for them.
Alt Aurelia Wrestling and head coach Mike Fry. Mike, the season is still young. Thanks a lot for the time and wish you all the best going forward.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Hopefully you got some good things to say as we go on.